Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in to another edition of the Locked On Stars podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. This episode brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and go ahead and tell them that Locked On sent you while you're there. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, and I'm flying solo today. Kenneth, as you know, as we talked about last couple days, he came back into town, back here to the Lone Star State. It's his first time back here in a little while, so giving him a day to hang out with the family, giving him a much-needed day off. He's certainly, he's in addition to the Locked On Stars, in addition to Bellhaven and a couple other things, he's been grinding like nobody's business. And so giving Kenneth a well-deserved day off, I'll be flying solo on this one. So now that you know here in the first minute, you can tune out. Feel free, because it's just Josh today. But regardless, welcome in. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're all doing well, staying safe, and staying healthy. Got a couple different things that we want to talk about today, or rather, I want to talk about today. This feels nice, you know? I get to choose the topics. I get to decide where we're going on this episode. That's dangerous. That really is dangerous. It's nice to have Kenneth's brain in this as well and having a kind of bouncing ideas back and forth. But regardless, it's just me. So I get to choose the topics. It's going to be fun, but I'm going to talk about primarily some of the biggest topics in the Stars world right now. We're going to start by talking a little bit more about that alternate jersey tease that the Stars have been deploying over the past few days on social media. We'll also dig into, I mean myself and I here today. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'll probably say we like six or seven more times before the end of the episode, but I'll also talk about Ben Bishop and Anton Hudobin, talk about the Stars' goaltending situation right now. As we mentioned yesterday, they re-signed Landon Beau to be kind of a depth piece, a fourth or fifth string in the AHL with the Texas Stars, as well as Colton Point and Jake Oettinger, but we're going to keep the primary focus on Ben Bishop and Anton Hudobin, the Stars' goaltending duo for the supposedly next 3 years. And we'll see where that takes us. But to start this episode out, let's talk about that alternate jersey, because the Stars did release another piece of that grand tease that they've been deploying since Friday. They released another piece on Tuesday morning. It was a 25-second video with some up-close shots of what appears to be their jersey, that third jersey that Kenneth and I talked about, kind of dove into on Monday afternoon. So some close-up shots of the new jersey, not enough to give you a full view of the jersey, not enough to really like even come up with a concept. It was a lot of really tight shots, couple of what looked like the logo, couple of what looked like the bottom of the jersey, the sleeves. And so, but if you haven't seen that video yet, make sure to go check it out. It's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram. It's anywhere you find your Dallas Stars news, it's there. Make sure to go check it out. Make sure to start crafting your own ideas in your head, because we're really close to the grand reveal. It's coming out on Wednesday, October 28th, Wednesday at 10 a.m. The jersey will be revealed. So make sure to be near your phones, near your social media platforms at that time to get a first glance, a first glimpse of the Stars' third jersey, the third jersey that fans have been calling for and crying out for years now. Obviously, in 2013, you had the rebrand, you had the total jersey and logo overhaul, a new Star is Rising campaign. So that was nice. That was fun. And then, of course, the Adidas takeover in the right before the 2017-18 season, the Adidas jersey take, or the Adidas swapping out for Reebok, and starting to give us a new era of jerseys in the NHL. And since the 2017-18 season, a few teams have already gotten, actually the majority of teams in the NHL have already gotten a third jersey. I think the most recent count is 20 or 21 teams now have a third jersey. The Stars will be adding on to that list. Also, if you haven't heard of the Adidas reverse retro theme, reverse retro idea that's in the works right now that reportedly will be coming out for this season, in time for this season, every team getting another jersey that's kind of a throwback to the past in their hockey market. It may not be a throwback to their old logos. It might be, depending on what team we're talking about. but it's certainly a throwback to the roots of hockey in that specific hockey market. Can't wait to see those as well whenever they do come out. But for right now, the focus is on that third jersey. The Stars fans obviously have been, you Stars fans have obviously been wanting one for a little while. And as Kenneth and I talked about yesterday, the home and away jerseys are very symbolic. They're very significant to the Stars. They help the Stars stand out among the rest of the NHL. You know, so often, as we said, you've got the red color scheme, the royal blue color scheme, maybe some orange here and there, a little bit of black here and there, a little bit of gray. And, you know, you don't really have a victory green color. You don't have a color like that anywhere in the NHL. So it's really significant. It's really personable to the Stars and to this franchise as a whole, and it helps them stand out. So that's still obviously going to remain the same, remain intact, but now Stars fans are going to get a black third jersey, a color that most Stars fans have been wanting, most Stars fans have been asking for the last couple of years, and certainly a jersey color that is symbolic to the Dallas Stars franchise as a whole. You obviously think back to the 90s when the Stars first came to Dallas from Minnesota. They had their white home jerseys, they had their black road jerseys, then they also eventually had that green third jersey, the ones that they won the Stanley Cup in 1999 in Game 6 against the Buffalo Sabres. And then obviously from 2006 to 2013, I think that's the right dates, 06 to 2013, they had the black home jersey with just the Dallas across the chest and the number beneath it, and then the white road jerseys with the same layout. So black is part of this team's history, and of course they wanted to kind of get away from that for a little while when the whole New Stars Rising campaign began. Tom Gilardi talking about how he didn't really think black was a color. He wanted a color that was vibrant. He wanted a color that was that would outshine the rest, that would really help the Stars put their stamp on the NHL. And so getting that victory green was essential, but now the black jersey's back. We have that third jersey. We've seen shades of it now. We've seen close-up pictures of it now. And now it's just a matter of getting the final look, of course, on Wednesday afternoon. It'll be an exciting time. Stars fans that have been looking for that third jersey, and obviously we don't know just when the Stars are going to wear it. As Kenneth kind of mentioned yesterday, the Stars certainly won't want to burn it out in their first season. They won't want to wear it, you know, every home game. Of course, considering it's a black jersey, it will likely, I'm assuming, will be just a home jersey only, since that is the dark color, and the dark colors are always the ones that are your home jerseys, as you know, in the NHL over the past few years. Whites are your away jerseys, and so it should be fun. I think it'll be a blast. I think this is something that the Stars need. The franchise needs this, and the fans certainly need it. Of course, something that, you know, in the midst of this offseason where we're not really sure when next season's going to begin, we're not really sure how it's going to look, kind of like the playoff run, it's a chance to give Stars fans something new, give Stars fans something fresh, give Stars fans something to latch onto, give them something to get excited about, you know, whether you're ready on Fanatics.com or NHL Shop or the Hangar tomorrow morning to hit the buy button at 10 a.m. whenever the jersey comes for sale or whenever it may come out for sale. Whether you're that, or whether you're just excited to see a new piece added to the Stars wardrobe and added to the rotation for their jersey selection on certain game nights, it should be fun. I'm excited to see it. I know Stars fans are excited to see it. Media members are excited to see it as well. And it should be something, as we've seen, they've teased the skyline a lot. Whether that means an actual outline of the skyline, whether that means simply kind of like a color from the Dallas skyline, you think of the Bank of America Tower, the green building there, and I think the Stars, the final shot in their tease on Tuesday was the Bank of America building with the green outline, and then the 10-28-20 popped up above it. It was just a still shot. So, should be fun. I'm excited to see it. I'm over the moon excited to see it, mainly because it gives Kenneth and I something to talk about tomorrow, considering we're kind of entering the dog days of the offseason. But don't worry, we're still coming up with new content every day. We're excited to bring it to you over the next couple months. We thank you again for your continued support. Thank you for continuing to follow us, support us, promote us throughout your Stars circles. It means the absolute world. And let's just get to that third jersey tomorrow morning, how about? So, other than that, should be fun to see that reveal tomorrow morning. The Stars have done a great job of teasing it for the past couple days, and now fans are hyped. Fans are coming up with their own ideas on just what it might look like. I've seen about a million concepts from fans over the past few days and ideas, and I'm sure everyone will be wrong. I'm sure. That's just how this goes, and hopefully the Stars will just knock everybody's socks off on Wednesday morning. Can't wait to see it. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about jerseys, and we'll cycle over to the Stars goaltending duo of Anton Khudobin and Ben Bishop. Talk more about that right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. But before we step aside, everyone knows that there are a number of makes and models out there in terms of the car world, whether it's Fiat and Kia, Ford or Chevy, and then your models, your Pacifica, your XT5s, your F-150s, the list goes on and on. It's now impossible, with that ever-changing number of makes and models, it's impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. So, in other words, why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand that his warehouse happens to carry? You have a computer, which means that you also have access to rockauto.com at home or in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your car and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And also, everyone knows that they have their own specific wall. Maybe that's your wall at 3 p.m. on a workday. Maybe that's your wall right before you get to the gym. Maybe that's your wall simply getting out of bed in the morning. Simply put, everybody has a wall. And Built Go is the healthy replacement for your energy drink. But the energy is not fake. It's lasting and it's natural. So whatever your wall is, Built Go is going to help you break through it. Whether it's a mental or physical wall, break through it with Go every day. It's easy to take in 1.5 ounce packages. You could put it in your briefcase. You could put it in your golf bag. You could even put it in your pocket if you need it and when you need it throughout the day. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling afterwards. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for the body. It's like drinking a monster drink with 1/3 the caffeine and even better results. They've come in 3 delicious flavors, peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. And you might be asking, how does Built Go work so well? It works so well because it combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is that fast absorbing, so it gets into your system fast. Plus, it's really easy on the stomach. Built Go's loaded with good stuff to ignite your work, like beta-alanine, B3, honey, and a kick of caffeine as well. Built Go then kicks to keep you going strong with B6 and B12 vitamins. And also, collagen promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. So this stuff literally makes you feel better, get more energy, and look better. And right now, if you visit BuiltGo.com, use a promo code LOCKED, you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go. And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. It's a bit of a dreary Tuesday here in the Dallas area, and obviously that's coming on the heels of a dreary Monday and supposedly a dreary Wednesday coming up as well. But if you're like me, you love this kind of weather. I love the chilly weather, light drizzle outside, gray overcast skies, and that may make me sound kind of cynical. I don't know, but I really do love this weather. Sometimes it'll get you, and sometimes it'll make you want to just sit down and, you know, curl up on the couch and watch a movie or watch TV all day. But for me, I feel like this is just like my go weather. This is where I can get the most work done. Maybe it's because it's not all sunny and bright outside, and you don't want to go outside necessarily and do stuff all day, so you get to sit inside and you're amped up for work. Regardless, all of my weather preferences aside, let's get back to the Dallas Stars. as I mentioned, as we talked about going in, and there's the we again, as I talked about prior to the break, Stars' third jersey coming out on Wednesday afternoon should be an exciting look, should be a fresh new perspective for the Dallas Stars. Not really sure when they're going to wear it. Obviously, next season they're going to wear it, but what exact days, as Kenneth kind of mentioned on Monday's episode, talking about the Rangers, how with their new jerseys, the Texas Rangers rather, with their new jerseys, they had to kind of incorporate them into a schedule. Sundays, they would wear their powder blues. I think Fridays, they wore their reds. So there could be a schedule. And of course, you don't want to burn them out, and you don't want to wear them on random nights either. You want to wear them when there can hopefully be fans in the building. Of course, we're still in the middle of a pandemic here. But you want them when fans are in the building. You want to wear them when fans can get a full look at them, and maybe when they're on a national stage. You never know. When the Stars, after winning the Western Conference, this may be a chance for the Stars to get on NBC Sports more often. And of course, I know some Stars fans are going to groan at that idea, because Fox Sports Southwest should be the only destination for Dallas Stars hockey. But to promote the team on a national, on a world scale, not the worst thing in the world. So if you can wear those nice fancy jerseys on the national scale, that's a plus as well. But at the same time, it's an exciting time. And that's the biggest thing. We're excited to see these new jerseys. We're excited to dive into them. Should be a fun time as a Stars fan. And I know I'm droning on and on. I know I'm just kind of preaching to the choir here. I know Stars fans have been itching for this, but you've seen some of Adidas' newest concepts. You saw the Vegas gold jerseys come out recently. You know, people like the St. Louis Blues, I think a year or two ago, got those baby blue alternates. The Sharks have their black alternates. The Lightning, I think last year or 2 years ago, got their black alternates as well. And so maybe that's a common thread. We're seeing some black alternates. Carolina Hurricanes, of course, the ones with the two flags on the hockey stick as the front logo. That's another black alternate that recently came out. And you also think of the Kachina jerseys over in Arizona. That's a fan favorite and really a league-wide favorite with the Arizona Coyotes. And with all these together, and even the Colorado Avalanche recently with those navy ones with the triangle as the centerpiece chest. I don't really know how to exactly tell you over a podcast how the logo looks, but it's almost like a mountain, a tip of a mountain with the C in the front, the C from the Colorado flag. So it was almost like, okay, it's only a matter of time before the Stars get their third jersey. And of course, winning the Western Conference, running to the Stanley Cup final, that certainly helps boost the team's popularity. And so now you kind of, let's strike while the iron is hot. Let's get that third jersey going. Stars fans have been, as I've seen on Twitter, Stars fans have been itching. They're ready to buy one. They're ready to grab one or two or three or four or however many you may need. But it's an exciting time. We don't exactly know the final details on this jersey just yet. What we know is we've got a black core concept. Doesn't look like there's any shoulder patches. And we don't, at that point, you know, we saw stripes today on some of the parts of the jersey, but at the same time, were they white or was that shot in black and white? Who knows? The hypotheses, is that a word? Yes, hypotheses. They are ever expanding. Fans have their own ideas. Fans have their own concepts in mind. But until 10 a.m. tomorrow on Wednesday morning, we just won't know. So we'll see. Should be a fun time. Cannot wait to see these jerseys. Can't wait to see the reverse retro jerseys as well. I was reading up on that a little bit recently here. And if you haven't read up on reverse retro yet, make sure to go check it out. Looks like it'll be a fun time. Something put on by Adidas. Almost kind of reminds me of like the NFL's Color Rush. How a couple years ago, Nike put together all those fancy uniforms, those colorful uniforms for each franchise. Kind of reminds me of that. We'll see if Adidas can pull it off in a really big and exciting way. There have already been some, not necessarily leaks, but there have been some maybe leaks, maybe concepts, I don't know, but we've seen them tweeted out over the past week or two. And you know, at this point, with the kind of dog days of the off season coming up, which isn't it wacky how right now we'd probably be about 9 or 10 games into the regular season, the 2020-2021 regular season, but hey, we'll take what we can get. If this means jersey reveals are all the more consistent, then I'm okay with that. I love jerseys. I've always loved, you know, examining jerseys, breaking down a team's history with jerseys, and can't wait to see these Stars jerseys tomorrow. So right around the corner here in just a minute, I'll talk a little bit about Anton Khudobin and Ben Bishop, because why not talk about one of the best, if not the best, goaltending tandem in the NHL at the moment, and how important they're going to be to this Dallas Stars team next season, whenever next season starts, however it may look. Ben Bishop and Anton Khudobin are going to play a critical role in the Dallas Stars' success as they try and repeat their success from last year and get back to the Stanley Cup Final. We'll talk more about them right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this Tuesday episode. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hope you're all doing well and staying safe. Good news in Josh's world. I went 3-1. In fantasy football this week. And I can tell you right now, do not, if you're not in four leagues, don't ever get in four leagues. It's a pain and it's just too much to handle. I'm going to be upfront about it and honest about it. It gets aggravating to a point, especially when you go 1-3 every week like I was doing. But at the same time, I saved my playoff hopes in a couple of leagues. I'm 2-5 in two of them, but that's okay. We're going to bounce back, and I think I play Kenneth here in a couple weeks, so now that he's not here, he can't talk about it. I think I'm going to beat him, and I think it may play a big role in which one of us gets to the playoffs, so shh, don't tell him I said that. I don't know if he's ever going to hear this part of the podcast or not, but even if he doesn't, hopefully he doesn't, because then I'm speaking it into existence right now. But anyways, my fantasy stuff aside, fantasy football woes aside, let's talk about Dallas Stars goaltending for just a couple minutes here as we wrap up this episode. Talking about Ben Bishop and Anton Khudobin, as we said yesterday, Colton Point, Jake Oettinger, and now Landon Bowe are all under contract for next year. And all, you know, totaling out at $2.55 million. That's what happens, obviously, when you've got three minor league goaltenders. As Jim Nils kind of alluded to, it looks like Jake Oettinger is going to be the starter, or is expected to be the starter with the Texas Stars, assuming the AHL has a season this year. He'll be the starter. Colton Point and Landon Bowe will also be challenging for minutes, challenging for playing time down there as well. So the hope is that an AHL season happens, and the hope is that Jake Oettinger can get another full season of pro hockey under his belt. And then we'll see where the chips fall next offseason. Of course, you have the Seattle expansion draft to look forward to. Stars, obviously, are right up against the cap right now. So a lot of moving parts. A lot can still change in the next year or two for this organization. And Jake Oettinger certainly seems ready at this point to, and was almost the option, was almost going to be the, you know, the backup in waiting. He still is the backup in waiting, but was going to be the backup for next year, when the assumption was that Anton Khudobin was going to test the market and find a new deal. But as we now know, Anton Khudobin circling back, signing a three-year extension with the Dallas Stars, 3 years, $3,333,333 average annual value. That's AAV. So a three-year, $3.33 million cap hit to add on to Ben Bishop, three more years at $4,916,000. These numbers aren't easy. You know, you've got the easy ones like John Klingberg, 4.25, Esa Lindell, 5.8, and then Ben Bishop, 4,916,666, Anton Khudobin, 3,333,333. But regardless, $8,249,000, just under $8.25 million in cap space spent on goaltending, and rightly so. As we know, the last few years, Anton Khudobin and Ben Bishop have been the best, or one of the best, goaltending tandems in the NHL. They've been runner-ups for the Jennings Trophy each of the past 2 years, losing to the Boston Bruins and losing to the New York Islanders. But when you look at their numbers, now, you know, some of you may have known this, some of you may have forgotten this recently, but over the past 2 years, for all goalies with a minimum of 40 games played, Ben Bishop owns the highest save percentage among NHL goaltenders with a .927. Anton Khudobin, meanwhile, third place, or technically tied for second place, just has less games played. Tied for second place with a .926, tied for second with Darcy Kuemper from the Arizona Coyotes. And then the goals against average. Let's look at the goals against average. Best goals against average in the NHL, 2.23, Ben Bishop. Anton Khudobin, meanwhile, just a couple of spots down from Bishop in sixth place, just behind Yaroslav Halak with a 2.42 goals against average. So as we know, the goaltending has been the backbone for the Dallas Stars the past few years. It's been their rock. It's been their go-to force. It's been the factor that has won them a handful of games and even won them a number of games in the Stanley Cup playoffs with Anton Hudobin's play. Of course, Ben Bishop was injured for the majority of their Stanley Cup playoffs run and run to the Stanley Cup final. Anton Hudobin taking over in a brilliant way, and really earning that new contract, earning that third year of the deal with the Dallas Stars. So now that the Stars have this goaltending tandem locked up for at least one more year, they have them both on contract for three more years, but there may be movement. You know, you're never certain, you're never sure. It'll be interesting to see just how this plays out and how Jake Oettinger, if he can maybe force the Stars' hand to make a move before the three-year gap, because you certainly don't want Oettinger over-ripening in the AHL. But at this point, the Stars' goaltending is as strong as it has been in years. You think back to all the days of, you know, Kari Lehtinen and what seemed like a revolving door of backups, especially in the early 2010s. I think back to Richard Bachman. I think back to Dan Ellis, Tim Thomas, Jonas Enroth, Anders Lindbach, Antti Niemi. The list kind of goes on and on. In back in the early 2010s, and the Stars could just never seem to get their goaltending right, and so often it turned out to be their kryptonite in the biggest moments of a season, in the biggest moments of a playoff run. So now the Stars have that structure, they have the confidence in their crease that Ben Bishop and Anton Hudobin can not only be a solid tandem, but they can both be a starter when needed. And that's what you want in an NHL crease. That's all you can ask for in an NHL crease nowadays. And so for the Stars to have that, and to have it at such a decent cap hit, as I mentioned, just a shade under $8.25 million between the two of them for the next three seasons, this is a good setup for the Stars. And obviously, I sound like a broken record along with every other writer and podcaster and radio person and TV person that covers the Dallas Stars in this area. Their goaltending is their bread and butter. Their goaltending is what's going to win them games. It's what can get them to the playoffs, get them through the playoffs, as it did this past year, as it did in 2018-19 when Ben Bishop stood on his head for the first two rounds of the playoffs, including Game 7 with that 52-54 save performance against the Blues, trying to will the Stars to the Western Conference Final, but the offense sputtering out. And again, the offense is going to be a question mark. We're not sure exactly how it's going to look next year. Of course, Rick Bonus got a chance to put his stamp on the team during the pandemic, activated the defensemen more in the offensive zone. As a result, it led to a spike in scoring during the Stanley Cup playoffs as opposed to the past two regular seasons with this team. But at the same time, we're not sure exactly how the offense is going to look. It may be revamped. It may be about the same. It may be worse than it was in the playoffs. Not sure, but it's nice to know that regardless of how the offense might end up looking, this goaltending is going to be there to back this team up. This goaltending is going to be there to help this team win games when they need to be. They've got that nice 1-2 punch. Anton Hudobin, the smaller, more aggressive goaltender. Ben Bishop, obviously 6'7". We all know what Ben Bishop can do with his size in the crease. And so lots to look forward to over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, and lots to keep an eye on in the Dallas Stars crease, not only with Ben Bishop and Anton Hudobin, but also with Jake Oettinger, Landon Beau, Colton Point, all the guys down low that are pushing for NHL minutes and pushing for a spot on the NHL roster. Should be a fun storyline to follow with the Dallas Stars goaltending core, but at the moment, it looks brighter than it has been in a long time. You could argue all the way back to 1999 with Ed Belfour and Roman Turek back in the Stanley Cup years. So right now, that's your centerpiece. That's the star centerpiece. They know that, and that's why Jim Neal committed to Anton Hudobin for three more years. He knows that the goaltending is going to be what gets them through the regular season, and it's also going to get them through the Stanley Cup playoffs and back to the Stanley Cup final. If anything is going to get them back there, it's going to be their goaltending. Jim Neal knows that, and just about anybody that has watched a Stars game over the past two seasons knows that as well. When you think of the Stars and their strengths, the first thing you think of, besides maybe Miro Heiskanen, is their goaltending. And that's important. And not only is that important, but that's really special too. Because as I said, just two or three seasons ago, Stars goaltending was looking as bleak as it had. Of course, the trade for Ben Bishop helped, but then Kari Lehtinen couldn't be the strong backup that the Stars needed down the stretch in that March collapse in the 2017-18 season when Ben Bishop was injured. But now you've got your two-headed monster in Bishop and Hudobin. The future looks bright, at least for the short term, for the first year, for the next year. And again, that's all that matters. One season at a time, one game at a time. That's the Stars' mindset. That's every team's mindset. So at this point, Stars' goaltending looks really strong, really solid, not only this past season, but the season before as well, all combined together. Ben Bishop, Anton Hudobin. If anybody's going to get them back to the Stanley Cup, it's going to be those two guys. I think I've run out of things to talk about today. So that's all we've got. And by we, I mean me. That's all I've got for this Tuesday episode of the Locked On Stars podcast. Wanted to thank you all again for your continued support. Thank you all. It truly, we cannot even put into words, Kenneth and I, how much your support means, how much your continued promotion of us means, whether it's a simple retweet of our episode or, you know, tagging us in Twitter and saying at Locked On Stars is a great Stars source for podcasts. Those comments, those tweets make our day. So do those reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you haven't gone and left one, please go and leave a 5-star review for us. And while you're there, if you have a question for us, whether it's a Stars related question, whether it's a podcast related question, whether it's something you want to maybe see us do during the offseason, we're open to any and all ideas right now. We'd love to hear it in the comments, in the review section over at Apple Podcasts. But make sure to hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this, wherever you find your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, whatever the case may be. Make sure to hit subscribe so you can get our content in your feed every day. We'll be here every day during the offseason. At least that's the plan right now. We'll see where this goes, and we'll see what next season ends up looking like. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Stars. You can follow my personal account, at Josh_Clark02. Kenneth, at Kenneth_Nash19. And we'll see where next season goes. We'll see how it begins to shape out. You know, we've heard rumors. Kenneth and I kind of broke down some of those rumors last week. But of course, a lot of uncertainty still going on in the world. So please make sure that you're staying safe. Make sure you're staying healthy. And keep on keeping on. And until next time, until tomorrow morning when that jersey reveal comes out and we cannot wait to talk all about it and break it all down, Kenneth and I, have a good Tuesday.
You're Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.